Rimora, somebody's in a cave. Holachacha pischa. You go after where the entrance to the cave is. The Rashi says, even if the whole cave is inside Yerushalayim, but if the entrance opens up to outside Yerushalayim, it's klechutz. And the opposite way also. And b'ilam, by a tree, holachacha noifa, you go after the branches. So this is Rabbi Yudah Shita. Just even by Meister Sheni, he goes after where the branch is. If the branch is inside Yerushalayim, even though the ikur, the bark, is outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the Meister Sheni. So kitas and achoikas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanim. So Mer says no. Eim of the Shammah and Rabbi Yudah. When did we hear Rabbi Yudah says the Shita Gabi Meister? Maybe only Lechumra. Maybe only said this Lechumra that we'll soon see. That ikur bachutz. In the case where the ikur of the tree is outside Yerushalayim, the noifer defnim, and let's say in the branches are inside Yerushalayim. So what did it mean to say that kihecha de benoifer leimatzi perik? Just like there's a chumrah that inside Yerushalayim itself, you cannot be paid the payrus of Meiser Sheni anymore. Inside Yerushalayim, you have to eat it. You cannot redeem it into money. So maybe let us say the ikra nami. If you brought the payrus already to the bark of the tree that's outside Yerushalayim, le-matzi perik, le-chumra, it has a locha like the knife, like Yerushalayim. What about the opposite way? Ikra b'fnim. Let's say the bark of the tree was inside Yerushalayim. The knife from the bachutz, and the branches are outside Yerushalayim. So you're telling me now, you go bust a knife, that even the inside is like outside. What does that mean? Ki-hei-cha de-b'nifei, le-matzi ochel, b'le-pediyah. Just like by the branches that are outside Yerushalayim. You cannot eat the pears of Meister Sheni unless you redeem them. It's outside Yerushalayim. So maybe meant to say, lechumra, the ikrei nami, le-matzi ochel, that by the bark of the tree, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, still you have to go lechumra to say that it's like outside, lechumra only, that you cannot eat the pears there, the le-pediyah, without redeeming it. But maybe Rabbi Yudah only said lechumra this way, not that really lekula, he would also say that way. So then the question is, elagabe or niklet. That they were saying, Rabbi Yudah says, the same halach applies, tori niklet. Or you want to say, that's shana mishnah. So, bishleima ikrei bachutz. I understand the chumra. If the bark of the tree is outside the tchum of the city, the noifei b'fnim, and the branches are inside the tchum of the city. Says so, kihecha dibu noifei, le matzi kotolei, just like if the ratzeach is by the branches inside the city, the girl Adam has no permission to kill him. So I tell you the chumra the same way, the ikrei nami, by the bark of the tree, even though really it's outside the tchum of the city, still, the Goel Adam has no permission to kill the Ratzeach. Since the knife, the branch of this tree, is inside the tchum, so the chumra will say it's considered like the ikur is also inside the city, and inside the tchum, and therefore the Goel Adam has no permission to kill him. Ella, but the other way, it's Akasha. Ella, but ikrei b'fnim, in the case where the bark of the tree is inside the tchum of the city, the noifei bachutz, and the branches go outside the tchum of the city. So what are you going to tell me here? Here Rabbi Yudah says, we want to say this in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, that you go after the knife. What does that mean to say? That kihecha de b'noifei, matzi katolei, since by the branches, which is outside the tchum, the girl Adam has the right to kill him. So the Mishnah means to say, the ikrei nami matzi katolei, that now if the ratzeach is by the bark of this tree, even though really it's inside the tchum, but since the branches extend outside the tchum, it's considered like he's outside the tchum, that the girl Adam has permission to kill him. So the question is why? Hogavoi koi, really, mikiradin, the girl Adam is inside the city. Lamaisi is by the ikur of the tree, which is inside the city. So how do you know to say this, that mi'ikur adin Rabbi Yudah holds, that you really say the ikur goes after the knife? Maybe he only says it lechumra, but not to give any kulas. Here will be a big kula, that if the ratzayach is by the ikur of the tree, which is really inside the tchum, just for the fact that the branches extend outside, is that enough to say really that the ikur is also like it's outside, that the girl Adam has the right to kill him? That's a big kiddush. How do you know to say this? So Moed says, oh my Rav, Rav says like this. True, even now Mishnah. If the Rotzech is standing by the Ikra of the tree, since Lemaisa it's inside the Chum, Pshita, the girl of Dom, has no permission to kill him. He's inside the city, that nobody says that the Ikra goes after the Nifai, even the Kula. No, he's inside the city, the girl of Dom has no right to kill him. So here's the Machlokes. Koi ben Nifai, here's the Shaila. Let's say the Rotzeach is by the Nifai, he's by the branches. Now, he's on top of the tree. He's on the branches on top of the tree, outside the tchum now. Now, the girl Adam, standing on the floor, underneath that branch, it's outside the tchum. If he could kill him with his arrow or with stones, the girl Adam has the right to kill him. Lemaisa, the Ratzeach, is outside the tchum. He's on top of a branch, outside the tchum. The girl Adam could kill him standing outside. He doesn't have to come inside to climb up the tree to get him. He could stand outside there and shoot him. So Pshita, they're both outside the tchum. The girl Adam has the mitzvah or the rishus to kill him. Keep pligi. Where is the machlokes? The mehave ikroi dargal noifoi. In the case where the girl Adam cannot get him on top of the bridge, he's 25 feet up. He can't get him. What does the girl Adam want to do? He wants to come inside the tchum of the city, climb up the tree, and then up there kill him. That's the machlokes. Does he have a right to use the ikur for a ladder to go up? That's the machlokes. Yes, I'm you to hold. Here we say the ikur goes after the noifoi, that he's allowed to use this tree as a ladder to climb up to get to the noifoi. Because they go bust at the end. The end action is his killing him where? Outside the tchum, on top of the tree. That's permissible. Well, Masav, Tanakamos, no, the Rabban knows, lo yevi ikroi, darker on ifoi. You're not allowed to use the ikra of this tree. Since the beginning of this tree, the bark, is inside the tchum, the girl Adam has no right to come inside the tchum to use this tree to climb up to kill him. That's the machlokes. Really, it's only a chumra dikalocha to say that the ikur goes bust on noifoi, but we do not say it lakula. Lakula, nobody says, we say ikur bust on noifoi. Ravashi said like this. Ravashi yomar, my achar hanoif. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that the ikur goes after the knife? Even Rabbi Yehuda and even our Mishnah, they meant to say is only af achar hanoif. That's all. Not lakumra, not lakula, but only lakumra. It's called af. So Rashi says like this. Rashi omay achranoif to kol masnisin b'hocham v'or miklat af achranoif. Rabbi Yehudi, v'kula l'chumra nechnami. He only meant l'chumra, not l'kula. That he only said these things l'chumra. L'chumra would mean, like we said before, af achranoif. That in the case where the knife goes inside and the tree is outside, so the girl Adam has no permission to kill him by the ikur, even though the ikur is outside, but since the knife is inside, he has no right to kill him. But the opposite way, in the case where the ikur is inside the tchum, and the knife goes outside, then we say that then you do not go after the knife. But the opposite way, then you go after the ikur. Just like the ikur is inside the city, and the girl Adam cannot kill him there, the same thing, he cannot kill him outside, under the branch. So according to this, in a case where the ikur of the tree is inside the tchum, and the branches go outside the tchum, the girl Adam has no permission to kill him, not even under the branch. Even if he could walk under the branch and kill him there outside, he has no right. Because we only say af, but only l'chumra, not l'kula. When it comes l'kula, to go after the branches, then we'll say the opposite way. We go after the ikur. So since the ikur of the tree is inside the tchum, therefore the girl Adam has no right to kill him. That's the maskana. The girl Adam has no right to kill him outside under the branch. Because then we'll say l'chumra the other way, that the knife goes after the ikur. Since the ikur is inside the city, the knife also has a locha, like inside he can't kill him. So you go l'chumra both ways. Let's see the Mishnah. Yehorag b'yoseir, let's say the person kills b'yoseir, girl l'mashchun l'shchuna, a person that went to Golas. He killed somebody b'shoigeg outside, and he was brought into the Yor Miklat. And now in the Yor Miklat again, he killed somebody b'shoigeg.
So he has a chiyuv to go a second time. But he cannot leave the Or Miklat. So where does he go? He just moves from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Is Horma Grace here, Gerva Mishkun Lashkun. He goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Or Ben Levi, let's say Ben Levi kills somebody. So Ben Levi is living in his own city, which is Or Miklat. Still, Gerva Miel here. Him, we tell him, leave his city, he has to go to live in another city. Tell Rabbanim. The Samti Lechomok, you put there, Hashem told Moshe, put aside a place. So we dash in.
The Samti Lechomok means Bechayecho, when you're alive. And like Rashi said, of course, Baruch was Mavtiach Moshe, that he'll be Zerich to set aside three cities for a Miklat. Then we dash in Mokoin, as if to say Mimkoncho, Asheyon Hashemah, and we dash where Lechomok goes in the word Mokom also. But it's your place where Moshe lives, his. Machn Leviya is also called like an Or Miklat. Melamed comes to teach us, Shor Yisroel Megal in the Midbar. When Chayesu was in the Midbar, somebody killed Bishagi, he also had to run to the Or Miklat. Leichin Megal, where they run to? The Machn Leviya, they went to the Machn of Moshe, to the Machn Leviya, that was like the Or Miklat then. Mikant, even or not, Mikan Omru, that Ben Levi, Shoharag, Goed Le Miplach Le Plach. The Ben Levi kills, say like he's living in his city, and he goes from one Medina to another Medina. Now, the Ngon and the Polchoy, let's say he runs back to his own Medina where he was before. So, Polchoy Kota, his own Medina where he was living before, also protects him. Now, Omer Rav Acha, Bred Ravika, Micro, where's the Pesach that his own city protects him? Because the Pesach says, Ki Biyin Mekleta Yoshev, Midashim Ir Shekotase Kvar, the city that he was living in there already, his own city is also protects him. So this applies to both cases, even the Reish also, when in one Or Miklat, and you kill somebody there, that you have to go Mishchuna Lishchuna, how do we know that your same city can protect you? That's this Pesach, Yibir Miklatoi, the city you're sitting in from before, it can also protect you.
If the Levi wants to, he can move to another city, but if he wants to, he could stay put in his own city. Russia's Kroy Yisera, the Muslim Mikhtav, Kishom Yoshev. The Or Miklat means he has the right to return and live in his own city.
Even if the
Goyal don't
lose
it. All right, then, open. Now the Mishnah says, Ki yaitse boy. Ratzeach shegola liyir miklotoi, a ratzeach that sent into golus. V'rotza anshei ir lechavdoi, the people there in the Or Miklat want to respect, give him a high position. Is yoimelhem the ratzeach has to say, ratzeach ani, I'm a ratzeach, don't respect me. Omer lo, if they say, afa b'kein, even so, we want to give you respect, we want to make you the president. Is yikabel mehem, then he has the right to accept it. Shneimer the pasuk says the zed bar ratzeach mashma dibra is enough. He has to tell them I'm a murderer. But if you say even so, that's good.